This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Here we go with another hour, Friday edition, beautiful Friday. This is What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire. This is Mark Mandan, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Williston, Watford City, and 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. What's on your mind? Whole hour to find out. Anything and everything. Noodling all the ramifications from last night's debate, Ben Carson's endorsement, and the lead-up till Tuesday's vote for Super Tuesday, but also interested in things that are happening in our neck of the woods as well. By the way, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but the Grand Forks Police Department is dealing with a situation 5:11 this morning. Officers of the GFPD responding to the Flying J Travel Plaza. And it was to respond to a report of a deceased subject found in a vehicle. Upon arrival, officers located the victim, and there were indications that the victim's death was not of natural causes. Detectives from the Criminal Investigation Bureau responded and are currently processing the scene for evidence. It is unknown if there is a threat to the general public, as the investigation so far indicates that the victim arranged to meet a known third party at this location. The victim's name is not being released pending family notification. So, could be, and I repeat, could be a murder. Investigation underway in Grand Forks. That happened early this morning. So, you know, crime in your town, in the news, whatever it might be. So, one thing I also want to get to today, we have more clips. We can play anything. And again, I just genuinely am interested in what you're interested in. So, give us a call. Maybe it's State Day basketball. And be there myself tonight, taking some games. Should be fun. And tomorrow for championship fun. Let's see here. I know. I wanted to tell you that there's one byproduct of last night's discussion is some questions Donald Trump took about an interview he did the night before with Anderson Cooper on CNN when he said, quote, "Islam hates us." And I want to play you that clip here in a little bit, and also get your take on that. So that's just one other thing I wanted to add to the mix. Otherwise, it's, as always, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. One of our texters earlier, 701-226-8503, to text that I want to know what Ben Carson supporters feel about Carson endorsing Trump. And Laurel from Hazen called in, and she was just about to tell us what she thinks about all this, and we had to go to the break. So, Laurel, what do you think about Ben Carson endorsing Donald Trump? You're a big Ben Carson person, have been, as you described from the beginning. Now he's for Trump. Is that good, bad? What's your takeaway?
Well, like I said earlier, Scott, I really have struggled with it. It's been a real emotional roller coaster to see him drop out, and I think Trump would have been my last choice for voting for someone for president, and to see the two of them come together was just like total shock. But I recall, you know, the debate where Ben Carson's name was called and he couldn't hear his name to come out and get on the stage for the debate. And it was Trump who was the only one standing back there behind the curtain with Ben. All the other candidates just kept walking right by him. And I recall that, and I thought, there's a kindness in this man that we haven't been allowed to see through all of the media hype. And Ben kind of alluded to that, too. There's another side to this person, and Ben has been allowed to see that. And I trust God to work through Ben, and I don't think he made this decision lightly to join the Trump team. So I just have to put my trust in God and put my trust in Ben and believe that this is going to be a good thing. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Laura. I've said that, too, to people, because I've bounced all over from people to, you know, okay, you know, you start out at Carson, and then you say, it's, you know, it's not happening, you know, and then, you want to win so bad. You want to stop the bleeding from what Obama's caused, that you just sort of bounce around. And I find myself very much, too, just being prayerful about it, because it's, you know, it's a big deal. It really is. And I think, you know, whether that's, you know, what's my vote going to be, what's my support, or just, hey, you take this one, God, right? This is yours. This next president needs to be got a big job, a lot of weight on the shoulders. So who should it be? I think that's good stuff. Laura, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Nice to hear from you in beautiful Hayes in North Dakota. Call that came in off the air during the break. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
Ben Carson supporting Trump is a great thing. He finally, or is one of them that gets it. Every time Mitt Romney or guys like that go and tell us how bad Trump is, that many more people just go for Trump. Every time I see Ted Cruz, I think of some moron standing on the floor of the Senate talking for 21 hours, reciting Dr. Seuss. It serves absolutely no purpose. It's just theater. He wants to be in the spotlight, get his name recognized for nothing. Theaters are actors, so he's not real. One final comment. Secure the borders. And we believe Trump can do it. Thank you.
All right. That caller, by the way, is the lucky number caller for some bacon. We have two packages of bacon coming from Cloverdale. Chipotle garlic bacon are in stores now. It's brand new bacon, as well as the thick cut bacon. All right, so we'll call that caller up, give him a choice to select which one of the Cloverdale bacon packages he'd like out of the new bacon. They're in stores now, so go find them. Got to do it. Have it for the weekend. 800-228-0550. Sally and Grad Forks wants to talk about Ted Cruz. What did you think of that caller's characterization of Ted Cruz's famous green eggs and ham?
I thought it was uninformed and low information. Anybody who really knew what he was talking about would understand that Ted Cruz was filibustering a spending bill that included a lot of things, including things like Planned Parenthood and Obamacare, that he was trying to avoid the taxpayers' funding against their will. He was standing up for the people. I would like to hear a little more allusion to Mike Lee's endorsement. I mean, Carson is a celebrity, and he does what he does for his reasons he has.
Yeah, what Sally's talking about here is Senator Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, has endorsed Ted Cruz, and he would be, you know, they're two birds of the same feather, if you will, ideologically, and in sort of fighting Mitch McConnell and the establishment on the Republican side, so very much aligned.
What he said, I think is pertinent here, because we've heard a lot about Carson, and that's fine, but part of what he said here is Ted is a leader with a proven record of fighting for our conservative values and for the issues that matter most to Americans. He has shown time and again that he's willing to stand up to Washington. Ted is an authentic fighter who will ensure that poverty is temporary instead of tolerable, that hardworking families will have real opportunities to rise and will put an end to the special perks and privileges, etc. Well, this is what he meant by standing up to Washington. When you don't know what's going on, you really shouldn't judge it. And I think that the last caller that you aired...
Stop making fun of the other caller. Your opinions are welcome here. But, you know, you already said they were uninformed and a low information voter. Now you want to rip into them some more. I don't want to do that. I want, you know, take that somewhere else if you want to trash talk listeners to this program. Your opinions are welcome. And you have an opinion of the other caller, but it doesn't need to be in the gutter. So I'm done. But I will tell you this. I think the endorsement of Mike Lee of Ben Carson is significant in the sense that, you know, Mike Lee's demonstrating he's going to be a purist about this, and I want to be for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz still has a chance at his nomination there. And Donald Trump acknowledged that yesterday. There's two people on that stage that have a shot. They're Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, all right? And quite honestly, Donald Trump's the favorite only because there's four people on the stage, not two people on the stage. If there were two, who knows? But, you know, it's, everybody's doing what they're doing. Kasich going to go for Ohio and Rubio going to go for Florida. But You can't compare the two in significance, honestly, in my opinion, but it is noteworthy, and I appreciate you bringing it up. Scott and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. I've been a Trump supporter from day one. I voted for Ross Perot back in 92. To me, the country is a business, one big business. You've got military experts. You've got experts all over the place. But, you know, typically the politicians, you know, attorneys and stuff, and I have nothing against that line of work or anything else. But my point is we need somebody who can run a business. We know Trump can run a business, you know, fairly successfully anyway. And I'd also like, you know, the Ben Carson endorsement is a good thing. I think a positive thing. But what I would ask people, you know, nobody's perfect. There's none of us are perfect. Trump's far from perfect. But what I would say is look at the history. What have the politicians accomplished? Not that they haven't accomplished things, but
hey,
we're
Scott,
so
just hang on a sec. I want to hear this. I want to hear what the rest of what you have to say, and we're on a hard break. Stay close. More on after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Nothing on earth that'll get me humming like a heat wave coming. I'll come running with you, making that 10 in the broad daylight. And every night is a Saturday night. Everything's right with the summer coming. I'm the first one standing in line. For my day in the sun, I've been working till the sun don't shine. Taking off my hat, leave it to the boys. It's that old work monkey down on my back. All I want's a little peace and noise. Hit the cruise control, yeah.
This is What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. 800-228-0550 to tell us what's on your mind. You know, we're going to get an hour less sleep this weekend, thanks to the stupidest idea ever, having our clocks to spring ahead. Unbelievable. And by the way, Phil and Mark from the K-Fire. K-Fire Morning Show are working on this. We had Congressman Kramer on the radio this morning with Mark and Phil, and he's working on it. So the idea is to change the spring back from Saturday night to like a Monday or a Friday, right?
Yeah, so Friday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. Now you're talking my language. Anyway, we're working on it. But for this weekend, we can't change anything, and it means you're going to get an hour less sleep and an hour less day. So how about this? How about you get yourself a better pillow? That way the sleep you do have, whatever it is, because, you know, we're all busy. You don't always get the full 8, the 7, whatever. But the sleep you do get, very important. You want that REM sleep. Get right in there. And that's what you get from MyPillow. I know, because it happens to me. Never have I seen a pillow. I've never known anything, quite honestly, to make that much of an impact on something so important, in this case, sleep, for me personally. For instance, before MyPillow, always wake up a couple, three times a night, kink in the neck, and the pillow need to be adjusted, too hot, cool it off, whatever. Never happens anymore. Very often sleep through the night. And there's a 4-for-1 deal now. The classic 4-pack combo is $99.88. So you get two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. That's only for our listeners whom we adore. The 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillows is also still available. 50% off of that deal. Call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay, Scott and Mandan was telling us before the break. Scott, are you there?
Yep, you bet.
And it was very interesting to me. You explained why it is you're a Trump guy, and your thoughts on the Carson endorsement and why he went for Trump, and we had to interrupt you. So go ahead and finish, sorry.
Yeah, I think the main concerns you always hear, why not Trump? I think, number one, I think people need to just to really soak in the fact that the country is a big business, and we need somebody in there that can actually run a business, you know? The other thing is you hear, what about the pressing the button? I don't know if I want somebody like that running the football. And being, listen, between us and Russia and China and a few others, there's nobody wants to press the button anyway, because once somebody presses it, we're all gone. And I don't think people understand that completely. And I'm not saying I do either, but if somebody presses a button, we're all gone. So I don't think they want to do that. We're just trying to keep the other, the ISIS and a few of these other ones at bay, and we do a good job at that. So those are the things that I feel that Trump can shake it up. And again, what is history? We vote and we vote and we vote, but why are people so disgusted? Everybody across the aisle, everyone is disgusted. I think we need to give somebody like that a chance to make a difference. And you know, he's number one. He's gained a lot of popularity because he speaks the things that we talk about. And I think we haven't seen another side of him.
And Carson,
you know what I mean?
And Carson and his endorsement, what do you make of that?
I think it's a great thing. Carson prays about a lot, like the other caller. I think we're left with that, and I think that'll help Trump. It'll no doubt help Trump, because Carson has a lot of followers just due to the fact that he is very believable, very honest. His books are great. The movie, TV, that was all great. I feel he's a good guy too. And, once again, I think that people take a look at the political scene, and they'll have no other choice but to vote for Trump. And just take a real good look at that. I mean, that's the point here. We're at a point right now. We're at a crossroads, I feel. And there's a lot of people that just need to stop. And, I don't pick on any of the other callers either, but, talk about Ted Cruz this, Ted Cruz that. All the politicians have said that they'll do this, they'll do this, and nothing happens. And I'm not saying it's easy, because it's not easy. I mean, I have a business, too. And so I know that these things aren't easy, but again, if you stop and take a look at what the country is and what I feel we need, and a lot of other people do too, obviously, is we need someone to run a business, and he can delegate. You know, what made Bill, what made...
That's the number one attribute for Donald Trump in my mind. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And by the way, as much as I like Ted Cruz, and I like the fact that, as you know, Senator Mike Lee has said, to go to something Sally said earlier, you know, points out, consistent conservative record, right? You know it's there. You know where he's going to be. There's no doubt about it. He is. But he's not running anything. And we got caught up in... you know, the mess from what that means with Obama. I mean, he'd not run or done anything. Obama hadn't run a popcorn stand, for crying out loud. And we have $19 trillion in debt. Number one, immoral. And number two, a ticking time bomb for your kids, grandkids, and great-grandkids like nothing else.
I got two young kids. You said it. And that is exactly what it is right there. And I don't think any of those politicians have hired, you know, maybe one person. You know, and I don't mean to be an end-all, be-all.
No, they hire a staff. But, yeah, they're going to hire a staff. And you got the different organizations you're part of, but not like what we're talking about here. Scott, really good call.
He's hired tens of thousands. Thank you.
Appreciate your call. Appreciate your insight. I could talk for a while, but my time is short, and I see some breaking news here, too. Heidi Heitkamp, the senator from North Dakota, is joining President Barack Obama on the historic trip to Cuba. How should I respond to that? I will before the end of the program, and I'll
bring
welcome
back cigars.
Your response. Well, here's what I'd like to do. Rev, can you find Marco Rubio from last night's debate on Cuba? I want to play that, then I'll respond. Because he and Donald Trump were going back and forth on that point last night. Scott and Dickinson, you're next. A lot of Scots out there today. I love it. What's next on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Scott.
Love the Cloverdale.
Yeah.
I think Trump ought to just announce that he's willing to take the rest of these guys that were left on the stage last night, turn them into advisors, and get on with his deal. And the first question out of his mouth ought to be, why isn't Hillary in jail?
Yeah, they at least were talking about a lot of that last night. I think last night was an indication that they're all pretty much where you're saying they should be, right? They're going to play out Ohio. They're going to play out Florida at this point. I don't think that's going to change. Rubio might if the numbers slip. I don't know. But Rubio was really good last night. I mean, really, really good.
There's no doubt about that. He did a really good job. But
He's smart. He doesn't in this race. I believe you're right. I don't believe he has a chance in this race. I really don't. And what I'm concerned about is if he goes down to Iowa, gets thumped, not Iowa, Florida, his home state of Florida, gets thumped, that he maybe does some damage to, maybe not, maybe it's forgotten, I don't know. But that would be the one thing that I would be a little bit worried about if I were him. But I think, Scott, your point, just get together and be advisors, they're pretty much there. I mean, I really believe that, unless Cruz can pull off some miracle, and it would almost take that at this point. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Since somebody's had that argument.
Yeah, I actually saw both in concert. I'm kind of afraid to tell you. Yeah. Exactly right. Don't remember where Backstreet Boys were. NSYNC was at the Alera Center in Grand Forks. There you go. Did you see? We are back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Phone us up and tell us what's on your mind. We've been chatting with listeners all across the fruited plain and enjoying every minute of it. Here's something Donald Trump said last night that I wanted to visit with you a little bit about and get your take on as well. We'll go to some more calls here in a moment that are waiting. But roll this clip of Donald Trump last night on Islam. He was asked in the debate about a comment he made to Anderson Cooper the night before in which he said Islam hates us. Roll that.
Last night you told CNN, quote, Islam hates us. Did you mean all 1.6 billion Muslims?
I mean a lot of them.
Do you want to clarify the comment at all?
Well, you know, I've been watching the debate today, and they're talking about radical Islamic terrorism or radical Islam, but I will tell you there's something going on that maybe you don't know about and maybe a lot of other people don't know about, but there's tremendous hatred, and I will stick with exactly what I said to Anderson Cooper.
All right. So, of course, the others said, hey, you know, Egypt. I mean, there is it's a majority Muslim country. There's Islam there. We need Egypt. They're a very important partner. You can't blanket and say all of Islam hates us. This is the stuff that I will tell you worries me about Trump, because that will, you know, things, comments like that will be a firestorm in the middle of a general election that will go the other way. Now, the people that already support him, you know, are going to be there. They're going to get it. But the people that swing this again. You know, Mitt Romney would have been president of the United States, but for 4 or 5 million people staying home because they're mad at Mitt Romney. Conservatives. I mean, these races can swing really, really close. I don't know why. First of all, he could easily amend this. Too much of the Islamic world hates us, right? He's white. We have a problem. I'm not trying to be mamby-pamby and politically correct or anything else. And you know who really answered this well? Marco Rubio again. His line was, and you heard part of it in the montage earlier, you know, I'm not interested in being politically correct. I just want to be correct. And we need to talk about where there are Islamic countries that are allies of ours. So just a little bit of a tweak there, and that happens. But I only cite this not to beat up on Donald Trump, but to say this is the kind of stuff they'll pounce on. and they'll hammer away on. Just like this dumb thing about the person at the, you know, like some guy out of the crowd punching a protester at a Donald Trump is now Donald Trump's fault. Oh my gosh. But get used to that stuff, folks, because they'll be doing it over and over and over again. Ron Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've loved Sarah Palin since the day after she was chosen by John McCain as his vice presidential candidate. I've loved her and respected her. And Dr. Ben Carson since his appearance at the 2013 National Prayer Breakfast. So now with those two people endorsing Trump, it has settled it in my mind. I'm for Trump.
So you're saying the endorsement brought you to Trump?
I was always weighing towards that direction because of his anti-establishment, and I think he'll clean house and make things work smoother all the way around. So those two endorsements, yes, firmed it up.
Interesting, Ron. Appreciate the call. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Chuck in Montana. By the way, some more bacon on the line here. Chipotle garlic and thick-cut Cloverdale bacon are now in stores. Big day today. Big day today, folks. And, yes, we have a couple of lucky winners. We're doing this because we have a magic number. That's calls, text, emails, whatever we read. When we get to that number, that person wins. So kind of fun. Hey, Chuck, Montana. First time we had a chance to chat with Montana today on the program. That's nice. How are you?
Good, good. My comment, I think it's great that Carson got behind Trump. It kind of solidified my – I was a Carson fan, but a little worried about Trump no longer. And another thing, on I don't want to lose – I like Rubio and Cruz. I don't want to lose him out of the Senate because who would replace him? I think if we get conservatives in the executive branch – Cruz, them good people in the Senate, are going to have way more traction going ahead. And they're vital. We need them there. And that's my comment, you know.
It's a good one. I haven't heard somebody suggest that, that, no, you're too important there. It would be a good statesman-like thing for Donald Trump to use. He obviously in the middle of a presidential, you know, nomination battle. They don't want to hear that. But at some point, that's a good argument. Let's go to the greatest city on the face of the earth, Watford City, North Dakota. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to comment about the question that was put to Donald Trump about all Muslims hating America or not. You know, how many, what percentage of Muslims being hostile towards America does it have to take, you know, does it take before his statement becomes essentially true? Does it have to be 100%?
And personally,
or,
I think,
or is 80% enough?
I mean, and that's why,
or 75%.
That's why his answer was pretty good, because he said a lot of them do, and that's true, right? And I think it does awaken people to it. I only raise it to say that's the kind of stuff that these you pick the word in the media will you know, use and pound away and pound away and pound away. Now, separate from that, I guarantee you, good people. In our Defense Department, in our State Department, hear something like that. I'm not talking about the folks that are out trying to be, America bad, every place else good, the Obama types. I'm talking about folks that really have America's best interest in our intelligence community and everything else. They cringe when he says something like that, because the path to success in taking out this enemy is using the Islamic countries that are on our side. And that's why Egypt's often used as an example. So that's why I just think you should be careful.
I think some of those Islamic countries that are on our side are just on our side out of convenience. Because, I mean, the militant Muslims are causing trouble throughout parts of Africa, throughout the Middle East, throughout parts of Southeast Asia. They're starting to cause trouble in the United States. You know, the San Bernardino terrorists. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but in Dearborn, Michigan, about a year and a half ago, there were some street corner evangelists who were pelted with rocks by Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan, just about a year and a half ago. How many people know about that? You know, even if it's only 20 or 30% of Muslims that hate or are hostile towards America, I think his statement is essentially true.
All right, Steve, appreciate the call. And I think you probably wouldn't be alone. I really wouldn't. You know, I was marveling at his answer. I really was. All right, let's see here. We have, Chad in Fargo. Speaking of Fargo, I wanted to just remind folks on this end of the state that there are two fundraisers to benefit the Mosier family this weekend that are taking place. I wanted you to know about. And Sabin, Minnesota, they're doing a neat little deal. Sabin knows how to, they put on a good event down there. The Lions and Sabin Fire Department doing a pasta supper. That'll be happening tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., which is pretty darn cool. And what else is going on? Then there's the, tonight, hockey game. Yeah, Fargo Force hockey game. They're doing a deal. $3 of every ticket at the Fargo Force hockey game tonight goes to a fund the city created for the family. 7:05 tonight. So way to go, Fargo Force. Way to go, Sabin Lions and the fire department. Really neat thing for Jason Mosier, the fallen Fargo Police Department officer's family. Had a chance to meet his wife, Rachel, earlier this week. And man alive. Man alive. I talked a little bit about that day, but tough. Anyway, Chad, you reminded me I needed to get to that. What's on your mind? You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
You know, KR, Donald Trump really looked presidential yesterday. He looked tired, but he looked pretty good. The question also is that do you think there's enough rift between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz that he would not appoint him if he becomes president to the justice for our government or for the, you know, be a justice?
Yeah, interesting thought. I don't think there's too much of a rift for Trump to appoint any of these guys. I kept thinking last night was Team of Rivals, the Doris Kearns Goodwin book about Lincoln that I have, and you know I have read it, but like over a one year period because it's just huge, right? And you just kind of go back and forth to different pieces, and but it seems to me that he is moving that way, which would be brilliant, which would be absolutely brilliant to just take.
By the way,
these
your show was awesome.
Well, that's very nice of you to say.
It's very, very nice good show, and every day I listen to you guys. I think you guys inform us more about what's going on in not only North Dakota, but also nationally. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Very very nice comment. You've made my Friday now, Chad. Are you sucking up for the bacon? Because that's purely like a Russian roulette numbers deal.
Should we have bacon? Sure. You want me to fry it up? You want to come over? What the heck?
Yeah, actually, Chad, I'll get you some bacon because that was just darn nice. And maybe by sucking up to you, it'll prompt more comments like that, which we can use in promos. Todd loves promos, don't you, Todd, when they say nice things about
us? Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
But we still have another one to give away here with my number. Okay, so, Chad, hang on. Manny will take – he sounds a lot like Barry White, so don't be confused that Barry White's on the phone. It's actually Manny. I guess Barry White's going to have to be our last song now. Todd? Yeah. For the bumper music, yeah. Let's see here. Who's next? Tom on the road. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Yeah, actually, it's a piggyback on two of these callers now. Is my concern is that, you know, the way Cruz and Ruby are going after Trump, let's say Trump gets a nomination. Let's say Trump actually becomes president. Can these two guys actually work well or work with Trump? I mean, they're almost kind of forced to, but I guess that's...
Here'd be my answer. I mean, only they can answer it, but my answer would be if they care more about the country. I know, again, I'm assuming he's the nomination, he's elected. What do you care about? And some people are going to say, I'm going to go out and build my own little fiefdom here and try to be the next guy and, build something, or I'm going to roll up my sleeves, put my self-interest aside, and help the country. And that's what I'm talking about in Team of Rivals. That's what the whole Lincoln thing was with Team of Rivals. It was setting personal interest and political things aside to go at a very difficult time in the country. And while we don't have what was going on in the Civil War, we have a lot of problems, without question. Tom, nice call. Thank you very much. More coming up on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application, an agreement to serve form, and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey.
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday.
Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice?
Okay, I got the idea. I keep waiting for him to say something beyond it's nice, right?
That's super world.
Getting nice, yes.
When you're very white, you don't really have to say a whole lot.
That's true.
Know?
That's true.
The way you say it is.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Looking at the director's cut here, Lynn Helms from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources announcing today the latest numbers. These are for January. And production is down from December of about 30,000 barrels a day. So a little better than 30,000 barrels. So, again, this is going to continue. I dare say it's a good thing in the sense that, you know, you cannot reduce the amount of rigs and the amount of activity and not ultimately have production go down, but the market really needs to see, you know, production going down before they're going to go, oh, price can go back up, catch up with supply. So anyway, we'll be hearing more about that as we go throughout the day, and I'm sure Mr. Helms will join us. Is it next week? We got that on the Thursday. Yeah, he's joining us Thursday on the program. I want to tell you about B-Mobile. $650 to get out of your current contract. How's that sound? Want to switch to Verizon? I'll bet you do. Get yourself to a B-Mobile location. All the complete details are right there. B-Mobile is the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. A local, family-owned company, not a member of the Verizon family. Now is the time you can join them. And by the way, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, and Wahpeton. Find a location near you at B-Mobile. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium dealer. Also a little bit of breaking news, a lot of that today on the program. Morgan Olson has withdrawn from the UND presidential search. He is the candidate from Arizona State. He's actually from North Dakota, had North Dakota roots, but is down at Arizona State as a top VP. I think he was kind of a bean counter type down there. But a lot of really good comments about him coming into that race, so now he is not there. I'm hearing good things about Mark Kennedy's candidacy and continue to believe that Steve Shirley will be the next president of UND, but there could be some others in there that might surprise us as this thing gets down there. Steve Shirley, of course, the president at Minot State University. I have to remind me not to not play you the Marco Rubio comments before I give you my comments on Heidi Heitkamp joining Barack Obama in Cuba. Yeah. I was going to say the president could maybe stay there permanently for the rest of the vacation to work on that deal, but now if I say that, people say you want Heidi and Obama just to stay in Cuba, and I don't want to do that. That wouldn't be North Dakota neighborly. Nice, you know what I'm saying? Chris in Bismarck, you're on the Cloverdale Big Claver Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. I kind of have to disagree with you a little bit about your comment that those of us in the intelligence community cringe when we hear Trump say that, you know, most of Islam hates us. You know, you want to say about our allies, Saudi Arabia, you know, the king of Saudi Arabia, he is the equivalent of the Pope. Majority of the sheikhs that come out that preach the radical Islam come from Saudi Arabia. They're trained in Saudi Arabia. The sheikh could, or the king of Saudi Arabia could strip their titles away from them, make them not sheikhs anymore. Why isn't he doing this? They're convenient allies. At the same time, they're stabbing us in the back. Pakistan.
I'm not going to disagree with you on one thing you're saying. I'm only interrupting because we're short on time here, Craig, Chris. But I would say this. My only critique on the whole thing was to say, you know, it'll be a distraction rather than getting to the root of the problem. You're describing the problem, and I'm with you, and I think Trump's with you on the problem, and that's why, you know, again, it's the right time, the right person to say, come on, we're done with this. We got to go call a spade, and get in there. I'm just saying it's going to cause issues, and if it comes during the campaign, that could be the difference if he wins or he loses. You want him there to take this on. I get that toughness. I'm just saying, by saying it how he says it, that presents a challenge. Okay? Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense, but on the other side of the fact, you know, the truth hurts, and sometimes the truth needs to be said. You can't address something, you can't correct something unless you identify the problem.
Yeah, true. Chris, hang on, because Manny's going to get your information. You won the bacon lotto today.
And, oh, great.
Yeah, exactly. Little bacon lotto on the program, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it. Cloverdale. So Chris is our third winner of the day. And if you haven't heard it yet, you need to know Chipotle garlic and thick-cut bacon are now in stores. Okay, so Hillary Clinton says I confused Hillary Clinton and Heidi Heitkamp. How could that happen? Heidi Heitkamp says she's headed down to Cuba with Barack Obama. What does Marco Rubio think about that?
After these changes were made, there are now millions and hundreds of millions of dollars that will flow to the Castro regime. It will now allow them to become set permanent and in stone. They will now be able to carry out a transition where the military continues to run the country there. They'll put a puppet figure forward as their new president, and nothing will change for the Cuban people. There has not been a single democratic opening, not a single change on the island in human rights. In fact, things are worse than they were before this opening. The only thing that's changed as a result of this opening is that now the Cuban government has more sources of money. from which to build out their repressive apparatus and maintain themselves there permanently. And we ask nothing in return. Compare that to the changes that were required in Burma. And by no means is Burma a perfect country. But at least when there was a democratic opening to Burma, they were required to make some democratic openings. When there was a diplomatic opening, it required democratic opening. And today, the former minority party is now the majority party in their legislative body. He asked nothing in return, and we are getting nothing in return. And Cuba and its regime remains an anti-American communist dictatorship, helped North Korea evade UN sanctions, is harboring fugitives of American justice, including people stealing our Medicare money and moving back to Cuba, all in exchange for nothing.
That was very, very good. And it's why Heidi Heitkamp should not be with Barack Hussein Obama helping the Castro regime in Cuba, in my mind. Just one guy. God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.